Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning to all. A few weeks ago, in our Wednesday night Bible study at Lyerly United Methodist Church, we were discussing John chapter 5. In this passage, Jesus explains that he, as God's Son, has the authority and the qualifications to rightly judge. In verse 30, Jesus said this, quote, "By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me." Jesus said, "My judgment is just." Now that night in Bible study, I asked those present the following question. Aren't we glad that Jesus is our judge and not other people? Everybody agreed. Friends, Jesus was and is perfect in knowledge and in character. Therefore, Jesus is the perfect choice to be our judge. That night during Bible study, we discussed some factors that can negatively affect human judgment. And we identified many of those factors. Certainly, prejudice can cloud our judgment. And oftentimes, we are not even aware of our own prejudice. Now, if a person is intolerant toward certain types of people, that most definitely can affect their judgment in a negative manner. Someone in Bible study brought up a great point when she said, ignorance of the situation can negatively affect judgment. You know, you can't make a just judgment unless you have all the facts. And brethren, God alone is holy. Jesus Christ alone has full knowledge of any given situation. Friends, please listen to me here and see if you agree with the statement I'm about to make. Judgment is only perfect when it takes into account all the circumstances, and only God can do that. You know, I'm really thankful that I am not the judge of other people. I certainly don't have perfect knowledge of any situation. I'm sure I've got prejudices that would inhibit my ability to judge correctly. I have these limitations because I'm human, and so are you. Therefore, I'll ask again, aren't we glad that Jesus is our judge and not other people? Let us pray. Father God, we come before your altar of grace knowing that you are a just God. Forgive us of our shortcomings, and please help us not to be quick to judge and to give others the benefit of the doubt. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day. And may God bless.